Kyle, this coffee is just so good.
It is so good, especially in the morning.
It's especially helpful when my get up and go has gotten up and went.
You know, Don, I have a slight caffeine addiction myself.
Did you know that people's caffeine sensitivity falls into one of three levels?
I wonder what category I'm in.
Well, people can be hypersensitive to caffeine when just a tiny bit of caffeine can give them intense jitters. At the other end of the spectrum, about 10% of the population is hyposensitive to caffeine. These folks process caffeine so efficiently that they can drink a huge cup of coffee and then go straight to sleep. Most people, however, fall into the level of normal sensitivity to caffeine, which means that caffeine will energize them but not impact them adversely, so long as they drink it earlier in the day.
I probably have a normal sensitivity.
That all depends on your CYP1A2 gene, which controls how your liver metabolizes caffeine and affects your sensitivity to it.
Sounds like they know quite a bit about caffeine tolerance or intolerance, as the case may be.
Oh, that's not all. The Harvard School of Public Health conducted a study of 120,000 people. They discovered six genetic variants in which two genes impact how people metabolize caffeine, two genes that regulate the fat and sugar in our bloodstream, which itself impacts how we respond to caffeine. Then they found two other genes that are connected with our sense of satisfaction or reward related to caffeine. These factors, beyond our sensitivity, in turn affect our potential addiction to caffeine.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.